11:53 p.m., but do not be frightened. It is actually 19:30 UTC where you live. And if you don't believe me, just consult your local clock. My name's Tobe, and it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. What am I doing today? Well, you might not believe this, but I'm actually watching the movie Debs on TV. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, if you hate this movie so much, why do you feel like you need to see it every time it is aired? Well, I don't know. Is it my morbid curiosity? Is it the same thing that makes people slow down when they drive by a car crash? They want to see the carnage. They want to see the bodies. They want to see the blood. Oh, I suppose it's possible. But I like to think of it more along the lines of, I'm learning. What am I learning? I'm learning how to make a movie. I've always wanted to make a film. I always wanted to be a film director. And I thought, okay, well, being as I can't go to school to learn how to make movies, I will just watch movies and figure out how to make them from there. Seems logical. I've done it a couple times. I've learned things by watching other people do them a number of times in my life. This is not a ridiculous idea for me. This is a perfectly feasible vector of education for our little Tobster. And so not only do I watch good movies to learn how to make a good movie, you also have to watch bad movies to learn how to avoid making bad movies. And so, what am I learning from Debs? Well, nothing that I didn't already know, namely, one, you gotta have hot chicks. Two, if it's going to be aired in America, you're probably going to have to put some guns in it. And three, I don't really know if I have a third little point of education. I don't know. But the funny thing is, I think I've learned just about enough that I could, in fact, go out and film my magnum opus. What I haven't learned is how to generate money. How to get the millions of dollars I need to create my celluloid masterpiece. And so I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, so this is all you do? Sit around and watch TV, look for football games, and if you can't find football, you look. No, it's not everything I do. Actually, today I've had an extraordinarily productive day. They're pretty rare, but I've done lots of stuff. I got up this morning and I checked my email, turned my computer on, you know, do all that stuff, and had an email message from a friend of mine that says, hey, you know about this stuff, blah, 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 some electronic stuff, and come over and help me with this and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, okay, I can do that. And what time? It's like, yeah, like 1 o'clock. Okay, cool. And I love going over to this guy's house. But before I had to do that, at noon, I had to go, now this is the hardest thing to explain. I had to sort of see if I had to meet someone else. And then, because I got a message last night, it says, yeah, meet me tomorrow, and then in parentheses, Wednesday, at noon. This would actually be my doctor. I need to get my doctor to sign some forms. But it was confusing because tomorrow, in this example, was actually Tuesday. But he said tomorrow, Wednesday, because this was Monday night. But it wasn't after midnight, so I was confused as to whether I was supposed to be there on Tuesday at noon or Wednesday at noon. But instead of actually, you know, clarifying that point with him, because I thought it would take too long by email, I just showed up where I was supposed to meet him at noon today to see if he actually meant today or tomorrow. And he wasn't there, so apparently he did in fact actually mean tomorrow. And that was no problem because I had to go out anyway, and we were just going to meet up at this coffee house across the street from his old office, because my doctor retired and doesn't have an office anymore. So, okay. And so, you know, I then went to the store. And I went to the store and I bought shaving cream. And that was the only thing I bought. So I have shaving cream again and I can shave again, finally. And I actually managed to get my actual shaving cream, not the emergency backup shaving cream. They had my regular shaving cream in stock. You know, this whole last, I don't know how long it's been, a year? How long does a can of shaving cream last me? Like, forever? And so, now I'm back to my regular shaving cream. I'm happy about it. My cat won't come up to me and smell my face all the time now after I shave. So that's good. I'm pleased with that. Here's the weirdest part. I was so happy driving home from the store that I thought, geez, how long has it been since I've had my regular shaving cream? I should write the dates on the shaving cream. So I got home and I got out a Sharpie and I wrote the date on the bottom of the shaving cream can. So the next time I buy some, I will know how long it takes me to use an entire can of shaving cream. I've started doing that with everything. I don't know why. I picked this up from my friend Doug. I even date my light bulbs now. I haven't gone so far as to dating batteries, but I don't know. Speaking of light bulbs, I need light bulbs for my kitchen. Do I have kitchen light bulbs? I don't know. So I came home and I dropped the shaving cream off and I killed about 10 minutes doing nothing. And then I went over to this guy's house. This would be Dan. And I love going over to his house because he married a Thai woman. And when I say a Thai woman, I don't mean a woman whose great-great-grandparents came over here from Thailand and she still somehow ethnically identifies as being Thai 4 generations later. No, she's pretty much fresh off the boat. And the reason I love to go to his house is because his house always smells so good. It's ridiculous. She's really into cooking. And she cooks a lot of traditional Thai type of stuff. And the best part of her is that she even makes her own fish sauce. You know, that's a pretty key ingredient in a lot of Thai cooking. And like all good cooks, she wouldn't dream of actually buying anything off the shelf, some bottled fish sauce. She makes it. And so their house always sort of smells like fish sauce and other very yummy things. And you just walk in and it's like, oh, it smells like all my favorite happy places, like Thai restaurants, like Thai grocery stores. Oh, it's so great. So we hung out for a while doing stuff and I enjoyed myself greatly. We worked on his little project, got that all figured out and blah, blah, blah. Then I came home just in time to start doing this and to drink some tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect. Oh, yeah. Nailed it. And it's just the perfect temperature. And it's the perfect concentration. Maybe even a little bit strong. Yeah, it's a little strong. Just good. More flavor. More bergamot flavor. Oh, and just the right amount of sugar to set that bergamot flavor off. Oh, yeah. It's so good. It's ridiculous. I gotta put it down. Otherwise, I'll be drinking tea instead of being the radio guy. Very productive today. Gotta maintain this productivity. I probably will shave later, but right now, I lied about putting the tea down. I think I'm gonna keep drinking it. Oh, it's so yummy. Oh, it's the best tea ever. Okay. That's enough for now. So yummy. Well, what else is going on, other than being extraordinarily productive? Oh, that reminds me, I should write the date on the bag of cat food. Got a new bag of cat food the other day, thanks to my mom. And I was wondering, geez, how long does it take for me to go through one of these bags of cat food? I should write the date on it. Is this compulsive behavior? Am I exhibiting compulsive behavior by writing the dates on everything? I don't know. You know what? We're going back to the tea. I don't care. Oh, it's so good. Wow. Yeah. This is how I would want it every time. Oh, delicious. Good tea. Good tea. I love tea so much, I would buy the company if, you know, there was just a company that made my tea. And I would be the president of that. I have never been the president of anything. I don't think, at least that's the way my memory is. I don't know if I would want to be the president of anything. I doubt it. I would probably be the president of the Marmot Club, if there was such a thing. Maybe I could start one. But the reason I'm so happy is we've gone past the solstice. We've made it through, and it is now the second, third. What day is this? The solstice was a day or more ago. And it means it's the first day of winter. But more importantly for me, it's the first day of days getting longer. So yay. Woohoo. And now the next milestone is the white people New Year. And then, you know, Lunar New Year. And then Marmot Day. And it will be sometime after that. We will actually be able to start going out looking for marmots again. Hey, I just found a cat whisker on my floor. Put this kitty whisker over here. I'll put that with the rest of them later. Yes, I do collect cat whiskers. I have a whole bunch. They come in very handy when you're painting, but, you know, that's a different story. Marmots, marmots, it's winter time for marmots. Oh, you know what else I did today while I was out driving around? I drank some tea. Yeah, today while I was driving around, I got to drive by Heron Haven. And I noticed that it was all frozen over. And I thought, you know, it's not that cold. It's about 40 degrees. This would be a real good day for walking around on that ice. But for some reason, I didn't swing in there. I was sort of in a hurry to get back to here. But yeah, is it going to be warm tomorrow? Yeah, will tomorrow be a good ice day? Tomorrow might be a day for ice. I don't know. We could check it out. I'll have to bring the equipment. We can walk around on the ice. I don't know if I fully explained. It is warm today. When I say warm, I mean above freezing. Let's go over to the Weather Channel and find out what they think the actual temperature is. It doesn't matter. It's above freezing, and tomorrow it's supposed to be even warmer, supposedly. This is not the Weather Channel. This is the Weather Channel. Ooh, tomorrow it's supposed to be 42 degrees. Yeah, and remember, 2 days ago, we had a low of negative 18. Oh yeah, look, it says right now that it's 44 degrees, but the wind chill makes it feel like 42 degrees. Ooh. And tomorrow's gonna be 42 degrees. Maybe we'll go out on the ice. Was it cold enough long enough to make the ice thick enough that a couple of days of above freezing temperatures will keep it safe? I don't know. I haven't been paying too much attention. You know, I usually don't do ice stuff until January. And here we are, still in December.
I'm just going crazy on this tea.
It's so good. Oh, but that reminds me. Isn't there Bundesliga highlights show on now? Or, let's check the thing. No. Bundesliga highlights does not come on for another hour. Okay, so we're good. But look what's going to be on next. House. You hear me talk about the show House a lot. I'm not so sure why I'm so fascinated by it. I mean, I love Hugh Laurie, but he's not funny in this show. It's the most unfunny show you're ever going to watch. I do like the music. The theme song is by Massive Attack, and I like Massive Attack. They're pretty cool. I don't own any of their albums or anything, but I sure dig the theme song to House, and I don't know why. Oh, and look what else is going to start tonight at about 10:45. Debs is on again, so I'll be able to watch Debs twice in one day. Well, I won't really watch it, you know. I'll just have it on for a while until something better comes on. What day is this? Are there more highlights? Is there more games tonight? We better go back to the sports channels and scroll on up to late night. We got some triathlon. No, we have no English Premier League tonight. Just Bundesliga highlights in about an hour. Okay, good to know. Ich liebe Bundesliga. I sprechen Sie Deutsch. Actually, I just sort of speak my own invented version of German. What other languages do I like to speak? English. Super fun speaking English. And what else is fun? Oh, speaking French is sometimes pretty fun. I gotta learn some more German. Really, I need to take a class in German. And that's weird. I'm sort of laying on the ground here. I feel a cold draft. Fireplace isn't on. The doors are closed. Am I actually cold, or am I just digesting food? I don't know. But House is starting, and here's House. He's riding into the parking garage on his motorcycle. And for some reason, he drives a Honda. I really thought he would have been more of, you know, like a Ducati guy. But, you know, what do I know? Ducati. I think my brother's got a Ducati. I've never ridden it, and it's probably best that I don't. Sometimes you just don't want to give me machines that are powerful. Because absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I'm a very absolute person. I haven't actually ridden a motorcycle since I was a kid, many decades ago. And that's probably a smart thing. Yeah, I gotta stay away from motorcycles. I shouldn't even be driving, but it's a necessary evil. Ugh, dead snap! Okay, we have a minor problem here. I just knocked over my color dice, and now they're not matching anymore. So that means we have to roll them. I've got this pair of dice that I got in this big tube of dice that I bought, you know, a while ago. You've heard all about it. And it came with two dice that have these recessed faces that are just painted with colors. I call them my color dice. They must have come out of a game or something. But I like to have them around because I like the colors. And I like the dice. And I always leave them so that they have matching faces. In other words, if these are normal dice, they have to be doubles. I don't care what the double is. They just have to be. And so now I've got to roll the dice until I get the same color on each face. There's purple green, there's red green, orange purple, orange orange. Whew. That can sometimes take a while. Now I'll put these dice back where they belong, right over here by the other dice, under the deck of cards and my kitchen timer. Why do I have a kitchen timer in here? It's so that I will remember to do stuff at certain times. And this is what it sounds like. In 2, 1. I buy these at the dollar store. And I carry them around a lot to remind me to do stuff when they go beep. It's basically so that I don't leave pots of water boiling on the stove. And it's so that I also use it to remind me to watch, you know, stuff on TV. Like, oh, the Bundesliga highlights show is on in an hour. I will forget unless I set this timer. Then I set the timer, and when it goes off, I think, what did I set this timer for? I can't remember. Also, lately I've been having a craving for candy. I want candy. But I don't want to buy any, because I know that the day after Christmas, all the Christmas candy is going to go on sale, and I'll be able to buy boatloads of stuff for pennies on the dollars. Did I mention what I saw the other day? I was in the grocery store. This was a while ago, and I was walking by the seasonal shelves where they put all of the stupid, you know, compulsive purchase crap, and they have the giant boxes of Russell Stover candy and all that stupid stuff. And I'm walking by, just, you know, and the giant candy canes, you know what I'm talking about, and I'm just going dumb, 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 dumb. And then what should appear in front of my eyes? A giant salted nut roll. Yeah, I mean, huge, not like, oh, king size or anything like that. No, we're talking like 2 feet long. You know, call it 60 centimeters long. A log. And it was like, you know, those pre-wrapped fireplace logs you can buy. It was like that, except it was a salted nut roll. And I really like to eat those, but I can't really eat them anymore. And I had to fight the urge to buy it. It was like a Yule log, but it was a salted nut roll. Like, they're going to start a new tradition of, instead of getting a Yule log, get a salted nut roll. And how do you eat that? I mean, do you cut slices off of it like you would like a Yule log? I don't quite get it, but I am fascinated by the idea of giant candy bar. I like all things that are oversized. I like, because it's art. Once you take a normal thing and you make it 100 times larger than it needs to be, then it becomes art. Like the stethoscope I saw the other day. Or, you know, like any Oldenburg statues. Or, like, I can't really think of any examples, but trust me, if something is supposed to be small normally and you make a giant version of it, that's art. Just as making a small version of a large thing is art. Most people refer to it as modeling. Oh, yeah, I have a scale model of a blah, blah, blah. Well, good job. What nobody ever does is make a bigger version of something small. Few people. And oddly enough, in the high-powered rocketry world, that was a fad for a while. People would use little Estes model rockets as, well, models for building a giant version of that. They would call that upscaling. So you'd take a typical Estes model rocket that's, you know, all of 12 inches tall, and you make a 6-foot version of it. Make it exactly the same, you paint it just like on the package, and you put a huge-ass motor in it. And everybody thought this was fun as hell. And this went on for quite a while. And as far as I know, it is still going on, the upscaling of small rockets. I don't know, I've sort of been away from it for a while, just because it's very expensive. And I don't got no money to be burning. and nothing burns money faster than rocket fuel. In fact, you could put money in a rocket motor and it wouldn't burn as fast as rocket fuel. So you can't actually power a rocket with money directly. You have to convert the money into rocket fuel and then put it in the rocket and say bye-bye. How to burn, you know, $200 in 0.4 seconds. Yeah, that takes a rocket. You know what we're going to get into right now? That's right, more tea. Oh, it's so yummy. Oh, delicious. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Oh, I should market this. Tobes tea. Double the bergamot and 85 times the sugar because it's not naturally sweet. And we don't use corn syrup. Not because I think corn syrup is super bad or anything or evil. I mean, it's got its problems. But let's just face it, sugar tastes better. Real beet sugar or cane sugar. Whatever you think, you know, you need to have. This is beet sugar. I buy beet sugar because it's cheaper. And it's just as yummy. I live pretty close to the place where they grow all the sugar beets, so they don't have to ship it as far as the cane sugar. I love sugar. And I love tea. It's so good. I think everybody should drink tea. Or at least everybody should drink my tea. People, oh, I don't like tea. It tastes over. No, here. You need to drink this. It's got bergamot in it. Bergamot and sugar. In fact, if I was going to make my own blend of tea, I would make 10x bergamot Earl Grey. That would be delicious. And then you would see me on TV advertising it, and I would say, it's the bergamoiest. And people would say, is that even a word? Look, it doesn't matter. This is advertising. So much bergamot. So little time. That reminded me of something else. I was doing laundry the other day. I didn't have any dryer sheets. Not that I usually use them anyway, but I've noticed that, you know, I use this one detergent that is perfume-free. And then when my clothes come out of the dryer, they apparently smell like raw cotton, which isn't, like, all that great of a smell. I suppose that's why people need to perfume their damn clothes all the time, but I refuse to use dryer sheets or scented detergent. And so I was thinking, you know what we should do? We, meaning the royal we, should make our own, like, dryer sheets, except instead of dryer sheets, I would just get, like, a tea ball and fill it up with mint. I have all this peppermint or spearmint growing in my backyard. I could just strip all these leaves off and put them in a cheesecloth bag and throw them in my dryer, and then all my clothes would smell minty. I'm going to try that at some point in time. Make a giant tea bag of mint for my dryer. Who am I, you might ask? Well, I'm the guy with the minty smelling clothes. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, but it's all over for today. Tune in tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?